Here in Central Florida, it is hot. You can walk outside for 10 minutes and have to wring out your shirt from sweating too much. The humidity is stifling. So this led me to find ways to stay cooler this summer. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you some cool ways to beat the summer heat. And welcome back to the Prepping Positively podcast. I'm Annie, and today we're talking about finding some cool ways you can beat the scorching heat that many parts of the United States seem to be struggling with. It's obvious that our climate is changing. Usually where I live, the heat is not as bad until August and September. But since the beginning of June, it has felt like we live in the desert. Although I love the sunshine, which is why I moved from Pennsylvania permanently in 2013 to Florida, I do not enjoy the heat. I dislike the humidity that comes from the high heat even more. However, farm chores need done, animals need fed, and there's no avoiding going outside. So how can you keep cool in these hot conditions? I have some suggestions for you. My first suggestion, drink tons of water. Water will keep you from getting dehydrated when it's so hot outside. So keep a bottle of cool water with you at all times. The best rule of thumb is 8 ounces of water, 8 times a day. Another great tip is to get yourself one of those small portable fans. These work on batteries and can really be refreshing between farm chores. If you get lucky, you can even find one that actually sprays a mist of water in your face. I'm telling you, it's the greatest little invention since sliced bread. Of course, you could just carry a spray bottle and spray your face and body when you start sweating. Another cool idea is to use a cooling pack. We soak old dishcloths and place them in the freezer. When we're ready to go outside, we grab a frozen dishcloth. By the time we're starting to sweat, the towels are no longer frozen hard, but cool enough to place on our necks and heads to act as a cooling cloth. They only last a short while, but something is better than nothing, right? Another option is to use rice. Just as rice is used in a microwave for a heating pad, it can be placed in a sock, tied up, and then placed in a freezer and used as a cooling pad. Now this one should come as a no-brainer. No hot foods or drinks. Drinking and eating hot things is only going to make you hotter, so stick with cool foods and drinks. Popsicles, iced tea, lemonade, all work well. Freeze those smoothies and enjoy them while getting stuff done. You want to have some fun with your partner while you're outside? How about a water fight? Spray each other with a hose or buy squirt guns. I'm not going to lie, we have Nerf water guns that we keep here for when my grandbabies come to visit in the summer. I can tell you the grandbabies aren't the only ones that enjoy them. I sneak attack my man occasionally, and trust me, he enjoys every minute of it in the heat. Now, before you go outside, pay attention to what you're wearing. Try for lightweight materials and as little as possible. The more you pile on, the hotter you're going to be. Also, don't be afraid to wear that wide-brimmed straw hat, ladies and gentlemen. Those brims keep the sun off your head and your face. In the house, if you're trying to stay cool, you want to keep the oven off and the lights off. Both can cause your home to rise in temperature. Instead, use the grill or eat really light by having a simple salad or cool foods. Have you ever tried an ice bath for your feet? It's a great way to cool off quickly, and it's good for those footsies after being hot in shoes all day. Which reminds me, if you can, go barefoot. At the opposite end of your body, keep cooler by pulling up that hair. I can count on one hand how many times I leap my hair down in the summer months. Stock up on some pretty hair ties and get the heat off by pulling it up. Finally, if you're really overheating, get in a cool shower. Let the cool water run over your head. It's a great way to get cool. So now you have some cool ways to beat the heat when the temperatures rise on your farm or homestead. That's all I have for you this week. Try to escape the heat if you can, and try to stay cool. Until next week.